Suspicion of corruption surrounding another large contract for the Czech army has focused attention on how the multi-billion deals are decided. Some politicians are calling for far-reaching structural reforms against the background of European moves to foster a more transparent and competitive market. Chris Johnstone reports.
The scandal over suspected corruption involving the 14.4 billion crown contract to buy armoured personnel carriers for the Czech army is just the latest of a series of suspect military deals. This time round, current Minister of Defence Martin Bartak, former Prime Minister and Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek and former Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanova have been caught up in the crossfire of accusations. Newspaper reports suggest 2-3% of the tender total was earmarked as kickbacks for the main political parties. They deny the charge, but Czech and Austrian police are investigating. Jiří Kominek is a Czech-based journalist working for the specialist international defence weekly, Janes. He says the scandal over the Pando carriers from Austrian company Steyr is no surprise.
It's basically par for the course. It's just like any major procurement done by the Ministry of Defence. The fact that they have tenders is just merely a cosmetic device to keep the media and the public at bay. That there's actually it provides the illusion that there's actually a fair competition process going on.
Mr. Kominek says one of the main Czech problems is a law which funnels major contracts through a select handful of local companies who act as middlemen between politicians and political parties and foreign arms companies.
These different lobbyists, such as Omnipol, who managed to put through a law back in the mid-1990s, it's called Law Number 38, which governs the way that the Ministry of Defense is required to procure defense equipment. Obviously, the Czech defense industry is in such a bad way that it's no longer in a position to design anything that's on par with Western products or Western systems. So what they did was they became very clever, and Omnipol, through its connection with Miroslav Kalousek, who at the time in the mid-90s was the first deputy defense minister, they managed to legislate through this Law Number 38, which dictates that the MOD has to purchase defense equipment from outside of the country via a Czech middleman. So the companies that these prominent middlemen are companies such as Omnipol or MPI or Pamco. Pamco was the one in this case that brokered the Steyr deal.
Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek on Sunday said the Ministry of Defence was a state within a state when it came to contracts and called for systematic reform. Such calls are being made at a time when Europe-wide efforts are being stepped up to make military tenders more transparent and competitive. Moves so far, mostly coordinated by the European Defence Agency, include advertising tenders online and agreeing a code of conduct for the so-called offset deals, which accompany many tenders. It says the situation is improving. The Czech Republic has signed up to those initiatives, but crucially, defence contracts are not subject to normal European Union competition or procurement rules.
Chris Johnstone with that report. Now moving on. Menet.